This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Gone. Touchdown. How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score. score.
And you will score too with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio 105.5 FM.
Richards to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train
as a CSX flies through Booster Field. Sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Oddie, offensive backfield, look at him go to work. Outside left tackle, he's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Oddie.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't.
Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That was impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach.
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.99999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is Midwest Athletic Conference football here tonight from Anna's Booster Field. The Anna Rockets host the St. Henry Redskins. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. It's in the process of streaming very soon. New music format change and brand new management, local management. Congratulations at WMVR hits 105.5. On board as our broadcast partner here tonight, our second season of football with the Sydney radio station. Anna 1-1. St. Henry 1-1. Chuck, these two clubs could look across the field and see each other on the opposite sideline. Both teams were right in the middle of games last week. Anna trailed Brookville midway third quarter 14-7. St. Henry trailed Archbold midway third quarter 14-10. And both clubs, Anna and St. Henry, got gashed the rest of the game. And a two lopsided contest, Brookville 46-14 over Anna and Archbold 34-10 over St. Henry. Both head coaches, Nick Marino in his eighth year at Anna, Brad Luthman, 10th year at St. Henry, promised to correct the mistakes and run the football better tonight. The team that runs it better and stops the run a little bit better than the other will win this game, no doubt.
Well, that's football 101.
Right.
You got two teams that have struggled a little bit. So that's what you need to do. You need to get your physicality going early. You need to run the football. On the other side, you need to get in the gaps and stop the football. And you mentioned before the game, and I agree with you 100%, this is a huge game,
yep.
Not necessarily for the MAC, but it's a huge game for each one of these teams because after tonight, the schedule only gets tougher.
You're right. St. Henry will miss Delta St. John's in the Midwest Athletic Conference this year. Anna does not play New Bremen. Slight advantage there to Anna. Anna, the host team here tonight, I think, given the rugged schedules from here on out, if one of these two teams wants to make a bid for the playoffs at home and finish in the top eight, Anna in D6 in this region, St. Henry in D7 in this region, this game's a must. This game is mighty important if you're going to finish 500, 6-4, and get a home bid and wind up seventh or eighth in your region.
And both of these schools have great tradition. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Anna had the best run through a playoff in football that I've ever seen. And St. Henry is always a well. I mean, they're known all around the state. So not just because of Jim Lachey. They're known for other people.
Well, Anna last year was 6-7. St. Henry was 10-4 one year ago, lost to Marion Local in the regional final. The junior quarterback, a fine one, went out with an injury in that game for St. Henry, and he decided not to play football this year. As a result, both Anna and St. Henry have first-year quarterbacks running the show. For Anna, it is a sophomore, Alex Chappie, and for St. Henry, it is a junior by the name of Curtis Putoff. So two QBs who had to throw the ball a little bit more than they would have liked the first couple of weeks, because in week number two, both teams played from way behind the last 18 minutes.
Well, one thing I know about the quarterback at Anna, I really don't know that much about St. Henry's coaching staff, but Anna has one of the best offensive minds and one of the best quarterbacks. He came from Lehman, moved over to Anna, and Bill Zimmerman, he knows football, and he's going to make their quarterbacks. If he sticks around, he's going to make that quarterback room pretty good.
And he's working very hard with Alex Chappie. That's all there is to it. He is going to be the QB, barring injury, this year, next year, year after here at Anna. In the last nine meetings, only two touchdowns separate these two clubs in head-to-head competition. It's been very tight, about 180 points to 165 points since Coach Marino was introduced at Anna. Coach Luthman at St. Henry holds a slim 4-3 edge. St. Henry's won the last two. Chuck alluded to that Anna State Championship in 2019. That was Anna's last triumph over St. Henry, 48-7 that year. By the way, five Anna St. Henry battles in recent seasons have been decided by one score or less. Five of the last seven or eight since 2016. Get this. The schools have played three overtimes on the gridiron since 2016. Anna running back Landon Foth, 156 yards on the ground. Wide receiver Noah Oftahar has totaled 154 yards in catches. Justin Richards, 41 yards and six punts for Anna. Defensive end Hayden Hulskamp leads the team with a dozen tackles. The QB for St. Henry, Putoff, has amassed 193 yards through the air. Harrison Wendell, a real good tailback, has been on the receiving end for about half that total. He's also got 106 yards rushing, as does back Chase Littmer. The defensive stud to watch for St. Henry tonight, 6'5", Dustin Quinner. He anchors the Redskins' two front offensive and defensive lines. As we noted, the Rockets are in the southwest region of D6, St. Henry in the southwest region of D7. Conversations with both head coaches coming up in just a moment. Nick Marino is on deck for Anna. Tonight's game here on scoresbroadcast.com being brought to you by these Scores anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career, join the growing team at Airstream, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and six states. Associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna. Make your life easier at home, easier at the campground with a street legal golf cart from Brunson. Anna Rockets, St. Henry Redskins, both 1-1. Coach Nick Marino of Anna says a lot of work to do. Yep, we played two games. We're looking forward to this one tonight. We need to get better to beat the Redskins.
Won the first game, lost the second one. Got to come out and play a lot better football. We got to be a lot more fundamental. Got to execute when we need to. And we've been stressing about the kids all week, and I think they're hopefully ready to do that.
How's Shappy, your young quarterback, doing through two games?
He's doing good. We got to make sure we manage the game a little bit better for him as a team. You know, take care of him. We're not going to ask him to throw as many times as we did last week, hopefully. But take care of the. He's managing the game. He's got a nice arm, and we just need him to take the open guy tonight.
Landon Thote does a lot of good running in the offensive backfield, though you will send Justin Richards in motion quite a bit, and Justin will wind up carrying the ball a load too.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to split the reps between different guys and spread it around, but both those guys are doing a good job. We're hoping to be a little more explosive tonight.
Richards is a very good passing target downfield. You've got other very good receivers who play wideouts.
Yeah, we got several other good receivers. You got Noah Altar's doing a good job. You got Colin Elliott. You got another guy that's really stepped up and made a lot of plays for us, Trey Heitkamp. So we're looking forward to seeing what all those guys can do.
They talk about your offensive line, three seniors, two juniors. How are they progressing through 2 weeks?
Well, we weren't overly pleased last week. We thought we need to be more physical, so we're hoping to see a little bit more physical output from us this week. Our seniors have really been on that this week, and I think they're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, Brookville game, not really as lopsided as the final score.
No, I mean, we had a lot of chances in there. We were down in the red zone twice in the first half and didn't come away with any points there, and we got to execute better, though. I mean, we gave up some big plays we shouldn't have. It just our execution's got to really be sharper.
Well, third and fourth down in the red zone, Brookville scored touchdowns and had long-distance situations to get the first down.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference in the ball game right there. You make a couple plays in the red zone, big plays, especially on third and fourth down when you and they made it and we didn't, so hats off to them, but we got to play better.
On third down, you offensively are converting better than 40% of the time. That's a pretty good ratio.
Yeah, we want to keep converting on third down. I mean, that's obviously a really big deal for us. Hopefully you can get into third manageable so you're not in the long-distance situations where everybody knows what you're going to do.
132 yards per game rushing. What do you think about that total? Needs improvement for you?
Yeah, we got to run the ball better. We have to be more explosive in the run game, and that's something we've been trying to address this week.
Offensive line, highlight those key players.
You got Thane Hamilton, I think, probably our definitely our strongest kid and our most physical kid in the middle there, playing guard. Lane Howe at left tackle. And then you got we rotate some other guys through, and the other guys, John Valentine and Colby Jeffries, and those guys are doing a good job as well.
And your base on defense this year?
We're pretty multiple. It's a 3-4 base, but it's pretty multiple attack, trying to bring a decent amount of pressure with it.
Who's highlighted play for you on the defensive side of the ball?
We've had, in the first game, Justin Richards had a really good game. Additionally, our defensive line, you got Hayden Hulskamp and Landon Blankenship that really stepped up. Our linebackers, I thought the first game, Nolan Fox played a really good game. We're hoping he can get going again tonight.
Some new looks on the coaching staff.
Yeah.
And a couple of gentlemen, Ken Witt, Bill Zimmerman, came over from Lehman Catholic.
Yeah, definitely enjoyed having them on the coaching staff. They're doing a good job helping out mostly on the offensive side of the ball. So kind of helping us with like co-coordinator type roles there, and they're doing a good job.
Thumbnail sketch of St. Henry. What do you know about the Redskins?
They're really good defensively, really good at stopping the run. They're physical up front, so we got to do a good job of getting after them a little bit. And then on the other side of the ball, they're a little more spread than they were in the years past. So there's a little bit of spread, but they'll still go into the eye, and they're a physical ball club.
Historically, Anna's played St. Henry pretty well.
Yeah, and close. We've had a lot of good games with them, so we want to. We're expecting a close one tonight. We want to make sure we take care of business.
And oh, it's a toss-up. It is one of those rock, paper, scissors games, yep. Chuck. It's a pick 'em for sure.
No doubt.
I don't know who to say is the favorite. I think the team that makes the fewest mistakes will win.
Took the words right out of my mouth. If you don't turn the ball over, if you don't make mistakes pre-snap, if you don't give up big plays by not being in your lane, following your assignments, that's the team that's going to lose.
And in 3 weeks, we've probably seen, 35 penalties in three football games?
Yeah, the Sydney game was something else.
Anna, 264 yards rushing in two games, 457 passing. That's pretty good for the sophomore quarterback, Alex Chappie. St. Henry's run the ball better than Anna, 324 on the ground in two games, 209 passing in two contests, not very good. Last week, St. Henry's young secondary was burned by Archbold in the fourth quarter. Rebuilding season for St. Henry, 15 seniors graduated 1 year ago, and the majority of them played varsity football for three campaigns, according to head coach Brad Luthman.
We graduated 15 seniors last year that were big and strong, had been playing most of them, majority of them, since they were sophomores. And as anybody will tell you, you play with that many seniors, that's your year to, I mean, really shoot, you know. We ended up as a regional finalist. Our starting quarterback broke his collarbone on the third play, and we ended up losing to Marion Local. So we finished the runner-up. That quarterback was a junior, and he ended up not coming back out this year. He's had a lot of health issues to get through football, so then he decided he wanted to stay healthy for his senior year of baseball. So now we're breaking in. I think we only returned maybe three starters on offense, four on defense, or either. So we're pretty much new everywhere, and it's a week by week growing process.
As a spectator watches St. Henry play football this year, offensively, defensively, to put in layman's terms what the fan in the stands will see, what are your schemes?
We're still trying to find our way on offense. You know, we're really focusing on first downs just to not put our defense back on the field, but really defense is ahead of the offense. We seem to be pretty stout in run defense so far. We gave up 52 yards rushing last week to Archbold, but then they expanded, hit some big shots over our young secondary. We learned a lot of lessons in the secondary last week.
Defensively, is it a base three? How do you look?
It's a 3-4. We're going to go as 77 goes on the D-line. He's 6'7", 315 pounds. He's been playing since he was a sophomore, so he's kind of our trump card. He's the one we got this year to try to take away some strengths up front. Harrison Wendell's a linebacker, a senior that's been playing since he was a sophomore, so he's an inside linebacker. And then number 18, Kellen Hoying, is a safety. He played his first real varsity action in that playoff game last year after our quarterback went down, but he's a tough-nosed kid, always seems to be around the football. So we go as those three go.
And summarize your first two games to date, a win and a loss.
Well, we were just Covington's got some things going on in their program. They aren't dressing a whole lot of seniors or juniors, so we were just physically, you know, they weren't prepared to play a game like us. And that's not trying to be cocky or anything like that. That's just the way it was. So really, for us, it was a third scrimmage type atmosphere. And then last week was the real deal. Archbold's a great program. They put a lot of good seasons together. They seem to really be, over the last 10 years, that program knocking on the door in D5. So we went along last week, and it was 14-10. We were down late, mid third quarter, playing right along with them. And it was a good ball game. And then we didn't get a fourth down, and then we didn't field a punt, and then we shanked a punt, and basically it all just snowballed from there. But that's kind of where we're at. We're young. We're trying to learn the game a little bit, get that game experience, and we need to do a lot of the little things right. right to beat a team like Archibald or beat a league team in the MAC.
And Brad Luthman, 10th year head coach at St. Henry, our guest before tonight's game between the Redskins and Anna. Tell me a little bit about the Rockets. What do you know after having seen videotape of Anna through 2 weeks?
Well, it looks like they've changed up their defensive fronts and schemes just a little bit. So they're playing a little bit of cover two, cover three, cover one, what we call it. They're very diverse, so it's taken a lot to really try to sort it out, and it's going to be a test on our O-line to make sure we get the right hats in the right spots. On offense, it seems like they're breaking in a new quarterback, if I'm memory serves, sophomore?
Yes.
Chappy kid. He threw the ball around a lot last week and actually did it pretty well. Kind of gave him a chance to move the ball some because they played Brookville really tight late into the third quarter. I know the final score showed something, but that really wasn't indicative of how that game went. We have a lot of respect for 32, the Richards kid. We think when he touches the ball, he has a chance to, you know, move the chains or go to the house. So we really got to know where he's at.
In terms of improvement, what is St. Henry looking for most from week two to week three?
Well, we've shown that we can play physical varsity football. The Archibald game kind of tested that. We need to do the little things right. We need to win special teams. We need to win turnovers, and just keep improving every day.
And that's what it boils right down to here tonight. Which of these two clubs, Chuck, St. Henry or Anna, will get better more quickly? From the second week of the season to week number three.
Well, I mean, you improve, and you got a lot. You got 2 weeks of film to watch now. The kids, there's nothing better than a kid seeing. You can yell at him all you want, but when he sees it on film, it starts to take effect. And so both schools have that advantage. The third game now, they should be in the right spots.
Right. Chuck, it's a holiday weekend. You look around Booster Field, you see red and green everywhere. If it weren't 80 degrees, I would think it's December 23rd or 24th because it's red and green, Rockets adorned in green across the way, St. Henry in red down below. Beautiful sight here tonight, late filing in crowd. And we're going to have a good one before kickoff time arrives.
Yeah, the field looks nice. I love turf later on in the season, but when you see these grass fields early in the season, there's nothing like them.
Right. A 1 minute radio station break upcoming momentarily. Anna St. Henry High School football here tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components as well. You heard Brad Luthman, head coach at St. Henry, remark about Harrison Wendell, outstanding performer, as is Kellen Hoying and Dustin Quinter. St. Henry will go tonight as those three young men go. They are superb football players. For Anna, Justin Richards needs to excel, and the offensive line needs to perform like it can too. Those are the key building components for these two clubs tonight, St. Henry and Anna. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. High school football tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM in Sydney as the CSX rolls through Booster Field right behind us on cue.
I thought it was Justin Richards. I guess it is a train.
Justin Richards for Anna, he can roll down the field like a locomotive as well. I just waved to the engineer, and he waved back.
Did he?
He must be listening online. How about that? 1 minute radio station break is next. This is Hits 105.5 FM, WMVR in Sydney, and scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
I'm Jack, along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Easy for me to say here at Booster Field in Anna. Gorgeous night, third straight Friday for high school football. Chuck, it is beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's still warm, but you expect it to be warm the beginning of September. But nice breeze, nice night for football.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Your starting lineups for the Anna Rockets. The quarterback is Alex Chappie. Running back, Landon Foate. Fullback is Trevor Roberts. Wide receivers, Colin Elliott, Noah Ofterhaar, and Justin Richards. Along the line of scrimmage, Colby Jeffries at center. The guards are John Valentine and Thane Hamilton. The tackles, Lane Howell and Landon Blankenship. For the St. Henry Redskins, the quarterback is Curtis Putoff. In the offensive backfield, fullback is Elijah Horseman. Tailback, Harrison Wendell. The wideouts are Hayden Beckman, Nolan Kunkler, and Kellen Hoing. Along the line of scrimmage for the St. Henry Redskins, the center is Jacob Layfeld. The guards, Jeremy Niekamp and Nicholas Berkey. The tackles, Drew Schwederman and Dustin Quinter. Rockets attired in the home green from top to bottom. White helmets, green stripes on the helmets. Actually, white pants, not wearing green from top to bottom. Bright green jerseys, white numerals. Redskins, white from top to bottom. Red headgear, red numbers on the jerseys. Red piping on the shoulders. Here before the kickoff, Chuck, we'll take a short commercial break. The bands are striking up. It's very festive here, the third Friday night of the high school football campaign. Anna St. Henry kickoff upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
And our Rockets looking for revenge, having been beaten by St. Henry last year, 26-7. St. Henry will kick off to start the game from south to north. There is no breeze. Flags at the north end of Booster Field are limp. Some cumulus clouds overhead, sun setting behind us to the west. Some shadows on the near side of the gridiron. Perfect night for high school football. Could not be better. And kicking off to start the game is St. Henry. From right to left on your computer screen or radio dial as you take a peek at it and use your imagination. The boot down to the 7-yard line of Anna, where it's bouncing to Justin Richards. He takes it chest high, and he chews up yards to the 20, upended at the 25, first and 10 for Anna.
Really good coverage that time. Justin didn't even have a chance to get going.
Well, we have seen him return kicks for scores.
He's a monster.
I think in his first two seasons, I've witnessed at least two. One last year in the Allen East playoff game up at Wapakoneta. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Alex Chappie in the spread. Flanks two receivers to the right. Slot right. Empty backfield. Man in motion across the formation. And that man gets the handoff. He tries to swerve around right end. He's toppled at about the 28 and thrown back. Might have garnered a couple yards on the play, and that's it. Trey Heitkamp, short advance for Anna. He was swinging in motion across the formation from right to left as we look at it.
It looked like it was going to open up for a pretty decent gain, and they filled that hole quickly.
Yeah, St. Henry ran to the ball right now. A very good hit on the play by the Redskins' Kellen Hoing. Second down, 7 for Anna, slot right. Two receivers left, man in motion. Chappie spread in the pocket. Looks, can't find anybody. He's going to eat it and run. Slides to the 30. Very good coverage defense by St. Henry.
Well, he had Richards open, but he had a defender in his face, and he had to pull away. And he couldn't. Then when he regrouped, it wasn't open. So he made a good choice.
Third and 5 for the green and white at the Rockets' 30-yard line. We played a minute and 15 seconds, no score. First two plays of this game. Alongside the quarterback, Chappie, is Trevor Roberts. Chappie rolls left, spots a receiver, far sideline, in front of the Anna bench. Does he haul it in at the 34? St. Henry says incomplete, but Heitkamp hangs on, but it might not be enough for a first down. It's short.
Wow.
Fourth and 2 feet for Anna, and it's punt the football time. Justin Richards will take the snap. Back at his own 22. Too bad. Complete a pass, Chuck, on third and short, but not enough for a first.
Well, the young man, that's on a receiver. He's got to get the depth to get the first down.
Richards, averaging over 40 per kick, drills one to the 29. Marker is down. Returned by St. Henry for 5 yards to the 34.
He was just marking where the ball was caught.
I think you're exactly right. No marker at all.
It's a marker, not a flag.
First and 10, St. Henry at the Redskins' 34-yard line. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to additional underwriting sponsors. We have a host of them, including Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, Germaine Cars in Sydney, Beaver Creek, and Dublin, Spherion Staffing and Recruiting, 10 offices in West Central Ohio. Here's St. Henry running outside left tackle. Good blocking. Oh, crisp play up front by the offensive lineman of St. Henry. And the ball carrier, Harrison Wendell, chugs behind a bevy of white jerseys and surges to the 33. He gained about 9, a yard short of a first down. Second and 1 for St. Henry.
They ran behind Dustin that time. Quinter, 6'5", 330 pounds.
He is mammoth. He looks like two offensive linemen and one. Anna's got 7, 8 in the box. Running play outside right tackle this time for St. Henry. And the ball carrier bulldozes to the 48. Another first down. Well done by the Redskins. That was Chase Littmer. He'll share the running duties in the offensive backfield with Wendell. First and 10, St. Henry, which, according to head coach Brad Luthman, promised to run the ball well this week. So far, so good. First and 10, Redskins at their own 49. We played 3 minutes, first quarter, no score. St. Henry's first possession. Anna went 3 and out, gained 9 yards and kicked it. Here is the quarterback put off, 5 yards behind the line, a quick out into the right flat. Too high and hot for the receiver. Incomplete for Kellen Hoying at the line of scrimmage.
That's the key. He threw that way too hard. You got to just, unless you got a defender there, you got to throw that out there. That was uncatchable.
Nope, you got to feather that one. Second and 10, St. Henry, 49-yard line of the Redskins. Put off as two backs, one on each side. Slot left. Running play, Wendell, left tackle. Anna penetrates, slows it down behind the line of scrimmage. And green jerseys rally to the ball and dump Wendell at the 50.
Alex Poppelman that time. He did a nice job getting in the backfield and tripped him up. He got the assist. He could have had the whole thing.
Wendell cracked for a 1. That's it. 3rd and 9, St. Henry from the 50-yard line. A passing down. Trips to the right for the Redskins. 3 receivers to the wide side of the field. Put off 5 yards behind the line. Takes the snap. Throws a quick-looking pass to the end of 45. A shade behind the receiver. It is incomplete. So St. Henry managed 1 first down. We'll have to punt. Anna did not get a first on its initial possession. St. Henry will be in punt formation, 4th and 9 from the 50-yard line.
Nolan Cunkler sets the punt for St. Henry.
Nolan Cunkler stands back at his 35 for the Redskins to take the long snap. It's up over his helmet. He spears it. End over end line drive kick. And look at it take a St. Henry bounce after lights on the ground at the 25. It scoots some more. Anna can't pick it up and run with it. St. Henry covers it up at the 5.
That ball never got more than 2 feet off the ground. It just was a line drive, but it did it. Had the top spin rolled all the way down the field.
It looked to me like Chuck Cunkler knew what he was doing.
Yeah. It worked.
Sure did. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets 5. At the goal line, Chappie takes the long snap. Here's a toss sweep to the right, and the ball carrier bulldozes to the 7 or 8, and St. Henry submarines the play. Richards got a couple, no more. So far, both defenses running to the ball very well at the start.
Well, both teams' coaches talked about wanting to run the ball, but the defensive side of both coaching staffs had other ideas.
We played 4 minutes, no score, and a second possession. Rockets have it at their own 8. Second down, nearly 8 to go for a first down. Plenty of time for Chappie. Looks at the far hash, then throws to the underneath receiver at the 11-yard line. He's drilled immediately after catching. Minimal gain on the play. Ofterhauer caught it for Anna, and ball marked for play at the 11. Third down, and still 7 to go for a first down for Anna. I correct that. 3rd and 4. Scoreboard is an error. Down adjustment is made. There was a short advance on the last play of 3. And here comes another CSX in the background. Chappie looking for the hot receiver at the 18-yard line. Busted up on the play by St. Henry. It's incomplete. What a defensive effort by Kunkler of St. Henry. He got in Heitkamp's grill and made sure he could not catch that short throw, which would have been enough for a first down. Well, Anna yet to get a first in this game, and now St. Henry might have the benefit of a short field. Here's Richards punting from his goal line. Wow. Excellent high kick. St. Henry catches on the run at the 48. The return man makes a man miss, makes another man miss, and then he's piled up at the 40-yard line.
Palmisano, is that how you say that?
Kellen Hoying on the return. Good punt by Richards. And a tackle right at the 40, actually. 41 is where it's marked. That was good coverage downfield on that punt by Richards.
It was a nice punt, and he did a nice job. He picked up about 9 yards on the return, even into coverage.
Tell you what, Chuck, after having to start that last possession at the 5, Anna comes out of this about as well as it could have. St. Henry starts at the Rockets 40. High snap to put off. He leaps up to spirit. We've got a pre-snap flag.
I think it's traveling.
5 yards against St. Henry. Well, I'll let the fans know if you are listening for the entire game tonight. From what we've heard so far, you can expect a CSX train to roll through here in the background right behind the west side press box about every 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's closer than they usually have been.
First and 15, St. Henry from the Anna 46. Here is Putoff rolling right, way back behind the line of scrimmage. Dishes on the run to a receiver at the 46-yard line. And he steers his way down the right sideline in front of the Anna bench, upended at the 36 of the Rockets. Horseman out of the backfield, caught the toss from the quarterback Putoff. Nice gain of 10. It is second down for St. Henry, and about 5 or 6 to go for a first down. Ball resting outside the Anna 35. We've played half the first quarter. There is no score. This is the deepest penetration of this game. Serious threat by St. Henry. Second down play. Handoff, offensive backfield. Harrison Wendell between right tackle and guard. He's got a crevice. He slithers down inside the 30. Knocked down at the 28. But Wendell found an opening and carved out enough for a first down. Chase Murray on the hit for Anna. First and 10, St. Henry at the Rockets 28. Boy, you can tell what the primary motive is of St. Henry's offense tonight. Chuck, run the ball, eat the clock.
Yeah, so far they're doing a nice job.
Keep it away from Justin Richards and company. Two receivers flank far left. Snap back to Hoying. He calls Wendell's number again. He's bear hugged at the 26 and decked. Surge for a couple, no more than that. Second down, at least 8, maybe 9 to go for a first down for St. Henry. Clock rolling, just over 5 to go first quarter. Quickly played, opening period. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, second and 9. Two receivers to the left, put off rolling this way. Fires on the run to the intended man at the 26, a bit high, off his fingertips, and incomplete. Elijah Horseman, offensive running back, slipped into the flat. It was over his head. He had his fingertips on it. But ball a bit too tall for Horseman to reel in.
Well, he's been off with his accuracy, and he's been off with his touch. So he needs to pick that up.
Third and 9, St. Henry. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 26-yard line. And let's see, was Anna disciplined enough on the defensive line or no? Maybe a pre-snap penalty against the Rockets. And instead of 3rd and 9, it's going to be 3rd and more like 4 to go for a first down. Break for the Redskins.
22-yard line, 3rd down and 4.
Line of scrimmage marked for play at the Anna 21. Redskins can get a first down at the Anna 17. Two receivers left. one back alongside the quarterback put off. No, it's Wendell in the Wildcat. Ball snapped directly to him. He barges to the 20, stretches out to the 19. I think he's still a couple shy of the first down marker, Chuck. It's going to be fourth and a couple for St. Henry.
Yeah, well, they went wild card that time, and Anna was ready for it.
Fourth down for St. Henry, and about 2.5 to go for a first down. Big play early in this game. Anna, in its own end on its initial possession tonight, did not go for it on fourth and one. St. Henry, easy decision here. Hand off to Wendell. Wendell's got an opening. He blasts through. 15-yard line. Breaks the tackle. 12, 10-yard line. And he zips to the 5 before being spilled. Goal to go, St. Henry. The offensive line for the Redskins said, we'll get the job done. And they did.
Well, I'll tell you what. Wendell is a load.
Ball down at the 5-yard line. 5-yard line of Anna. 4 minutes left, opening period. Put off now is up under center for the Redskins. Two tight ends. I like this formation. Toss sweep to Wendell. He doesn't turn the corner, cuts it back inside, stays on his feet, and he lurches down to about the 2. Second and goal, St. Henry. Boy, this drive, Chuck. It's been owned by St. Henry's offensive line.
Right. They ran the ball all the first quarter, and they got a good pickup, a good position this time, good field position.
3.5 minutes to go, opening period, no score. Anna nothing, St. Henry nothing. Second and goal, St. Henry at the Anna 3. Two tight ends, I formation look. Under center, the quarterback, Curtis Putoff. The first man through gets the call. It's Horseman, and he cracks outside left guard into the end zone. He's got the touchdown. I formation behind the quarterback put off for Horseman and Wendell. First man through got the nod, and behind the offensive line, Horseman chugged into the end zone. Extra point kick upcoming for St. Henry. The kicker for the Redskins, Michael Gonzalez, 5'9", sophomore, zeroes in on the PAT. He's got it. Put off on the hold. Gonzalez smacked it through. And with 3:12 left, opening period, it's 7-0 St. Henry over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29, Anna, in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Thank you so much on scoresbroadcast.com to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Short kick by St. Henry down to the 17-yard line of Anna, and the Rockets bring it back to the 30. That's where the tackle is made. First and 10 for the home team, the green and white, which is down 7-0. St. Henry in the lead. Running back Landon Fote on the return of the kickoff for the Rockets. Thanks as well to Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Anna to the line of scrimmage, snap back to Shappy. Give the first man through, who puts his head down and digs for a couple yards, and that is it. Toting the ball on that play was Osborne in the offensive backfield. Didn't get much. I tell you what, St. Henry is giving up ground grudgingly. Does Anna have a first down yet, Chuck?
They do not, and they have 16 total yards.
2:40 left here in the first quarter, 7-0 St. Henry.
Second down and nine.
New line of scrimmage for Anna is at the 31. They need nine. Shappy in the pocket. Throws a very short pass, left flat, across the line of scrimmage on a knee. The receiver gets it before it touches the ground. Richards made the reception. Well done by him. A couple of white shirts were on his back immediately. Advanced to the 37. Third down and every bit of four to go for a first down for Anna. 2 minutes left, first quarter. St. Henry 7, Anna nothing. Shappy at the helm, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Here's a quick look-in pass. Caught at the 44-yard line by Anna. Good run after catch. Well done by the Rockets. To the 50, to the 46. Trey Heitkamp caught it, and away he went. Boy, Shappy found him. He was the hot receiver, was Heitkamp. And he was in space, wasn't covered. Good production on that play. It went for nearly 20. Shappy to Heitkamp. Good wheels after catch by Heitkamp. Shappy found him immediately after receiving the snap from center. Line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 45. Anna's first down. Shappy to throw on first down. Throws it to the near hash mark. Yes, it's caught at the 37 of St. Henry. Play good enough for about eight more. Colin Elliott hauled it in, and now Anna finding a weak spot in St. Henry's pass defense, Chuck.
They're right in the middle of the field.
Yes.
Standing up, and they're just running to a spot.
Final 1 minute, first quarter. Anna trailing St. Henry 7-0, but the Rockets are driving. Second down, about a yard and a half to go for a first down outside the 35 of St. Henry. Trips to the left for Shappy. Here comes pressure. Anna runs it between right guard and tackle. Good enough for a first down as the ball carrier angles through to the 32-yard line. Nice run, Zach Osborne of the green and white. Anna trying to match St. Henry's score. It's 7-0 Redskins. Final 35 seconds, opening period. 33 of St. Henry. Receivers left and right for Shappy. Three down linemen for St. Henry defensively. Maybe a play change here at the line of scrimmage as Shappy looks to the far side of the field. Play clock at 8. Scoreboard clock reads 18 seconds to go in the first. Snap to Shappy, fakes the handoff, throws behind the line to a receiver at the 35. He's got a little avenue, a crease down the near sideline. Good run after catch to the 22-yard line. Noah Oftahar.
That was a heck of a move there. That was looked like it was going to be no gain.
Sure did. He caught it in traffic right about the line of scrimmage. Well done by Oftahar, spelled Auftehar, ends like it's H-O-U-R, Oftahar. He's been the leading receiver so far on the year for Anna, which has a first and 10 at the St. Henry 22, final 6.8 here in the first quarter. Snap coming to Shappy at his 20, or I should say at the St. Henry 28-yard line. It's a low one. He throws behind a receiver at the 15-yard line. Had him open. In fact, Chuck, if that pass is out in front on the money, it might have been a touchdown for Trey Heitkamp.
Yeah, just didn't hit him.
And believe it or not, that play took just 2 seconds. And right on cue, about 5 to 10 minutes apart from the previous CSX, here comes the third one. How about that?
I thought the interstates were busy.
Labor Day traffic on the tracks. Second and 10, Anna, outside the St. Henry 25. It's a sweep to the right. It doesn't get underway. There is a marker. Timeout was called by St. Henry with 3 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. St. Henry leads 7-0. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Final three ticks on the clock, late first quarter. Anna with a second and 10. Line of scrimmage, the 22.5-yard line of St. Henry. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, across from Brookins. A new underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast for high school football. 40 years doing business, giving you your very best do at Cutaway Styling Salon. We'll talk more about Cutaway in just a moment. Owner and stylist Deb Gubeau, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. We say hello to Deb Gubeau and all of her staff. Here is a play in the offensive backfield. Chappie elected to keep for Anna. Slides up the middle. Down he goes at the 20-yard line as the first quarter comes to an end. Anna will have 3rd and 8 from the 20 of St. Henry when we start the second in a couple of minutes. It's a 2-minute radio station break. 2-minute radio station break on its 105.5 FM and scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
A very quick start to the second quarter here at Anna. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. The Rockets ended the first quarter with a second down and about 8 yards to go from the St. Henry 20. Justin Richards with a fine play. He ran it down to the 7. Goal to go situation for Anna from that spot. And then the Rockets are stopped cold on a first and goal running effort over right guard. So it's second and seven for Anna, which trails St. Henry 7-0. Here's Chappie back to throw. He looks through the pylon at the goal line. It is caught. Touchdown. Wide open receiver. He was ignored by the St. Henry secondary. Landon Foate out of the backfield. He was an unsuspected receiver, Chuck, but St. Henry wide open.
There wasn't anybody within 15 yards of him.
Give Anna credit, coming right back after the St. Henry 7 to make it a 7-6 ball game.
And most of it through the air.
Yep. Aaron Chappie on to try the extra point. He boots it right to left, soccer style. Left-footed booter. Snap is a good one. The hold is fine. Kick in the air by Aaron Chappie, and the tying point is on the money. 48 seconds into the second quarter. Anna 7, St. Henry 7. It's a toss-up, just like we thought, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Beautiful night for high school football. We've got a heck of a game for you. It's all knotted, 7 apiece. Anna 7, St. Henry 7. 48 seconds gone in period number 2. Anna kicking off after the Rockets' touchdown. Aaron Chappie will boot it. St. Henry with two men deep down inside the 15-yard line, and the kick bounces at about the 14. Wendell on the run, has it at the 9, gallops to the 25, over it, knocked down at the 27, maybe the 28. First and 10, St. Henry from that spot on the field. Before the quarter break, we were highlighting Cutaway Styling Salon for you in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. We say hello to them. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped, accessible. Again, 40 years doing business. Giving you your best to our experience, your style. Come on in. We'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. First and 10, St. Henry. Redskins try to answer. Line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 28. Here is a running play. The quarterback, I think, put off. May have kept it. Didn't dish to the ball carrier. 7 yards behind line of scrimmage. And he was rammed to the turf at the 25 and might have lost a couple.
If the timing was bad. He was in motion, but he was almost past the quarterback before the ball got there. He did a good, made a good choice to take it himself.
Yep. Two of Anna's top defenders on the year, Nolan Fox and Hayden Yulskamp, in there on the tackle. 90 seconds gone, second quarter. Anna 7, St. Henry 7. Redskins have it, second and a dozen from their own 25. Offensive back staggered to the right. He gets the toss, sweep to the right. It's Wendell, and Anna strings the play out. Wendell to the 29, over it, dumped at the 31-yard line. Heitkamp sits on him there. Trey Heitkamp on the tackle for the green and white. Third down coming, and about 5 or 6 to go for a first down for St. Henry. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 31. Big play for the Anna D, Chuck.
Yeah, they need to stop them here.
Put off flashes, three receivers wide left. Again, Wendell staggered to the right of the quarterback. Put off looks left, and it's a slant. Is it caught at the 32-yard line? Is it incomplete? Ball falls to the turf after it hit the tummy of the receiver just over the 30-yard line. The official on the spot. Yeah. Immediately signals incomplete forward pass. That was the right call.
Correct call. got a first score of the night. Piqua leads Troy 14-0 in the first quarter.
Well, St. Henry's got to punt. Fourth down, six for the Redskins. Just over their own 30. Kunkler back at his 15 to feel the snap and boot it away. Zach Osborne has got some wheels for Anna. He's at his 35 to take the kick. It's end over end. It hits at the 42 of Anna. Almost scoots by Osborne. Good recovery by him as he flags down the ball on the ground at the 36. First and 10, Anna, which is coming off a real nice drive on the Rockets' last possession.
Well, that was kind of scary for him to get on the ball, but he did save probably 20, 25 yards by not letting the ball get past him.
Sure did. No question about it. The Rockets huddle up across the way. As we tell you, thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna. Make your life easy at home or at the campground with a street-legal golf cart from Brunson. Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and six states. Associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. Snap to Shappy, handoff straight away, right up the gut. St. Henry slows it down, bogging up that running effort at about the 37. Osborne toted it. Small advance, second down and 8 or 9 to go for a first down.
And they've only got 15 yards on the ground with 8 carries.
And only about 130 average per game through 2 weeks on the season. Anna's got to pick up the rushing attack. The passing yards have carried the load again tonight. Second and 9, 2 receivers to the right. Shappy throws it behind the line of scrimmage at the 34. Catch after the run to the 40, and the receiver is nailed right there. Ball caught in the flat by Richards. Shappy threw it to him. Small advance. Richards, a marked man by this Redskins defense here tonight. Third down for Anna. Third and about 6 or 7 to go for a first down. Shy of the 40 of Anna. 8:24 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 7. Rockets 7, Redskins 7. Shappy, 6 yards behind the line. He's at the 32. Looks left. Wants to go down and out that way. Can't. Safety valve. Richards right flat. Got it at the 44. He zips over the 45. And he is spilled at the 47. Good run after catch. Hard-nosed effort by Richards. I think he's got the first down. Yep. He picked up 6 or 7. First and 10 Rockets. Boy, when in doubt, Chuck, get the ball in Richards' hand some way.
Richards came from this side of the field in the formation and caught the ball in the right flat for the first down.
The Rockets doing everything they can to disguise Richards on the field. First and 10 Rockets for the Anna 46. 7:56 to go in the second quarter. Game is tied. Shappy's got two receivers near side. He fakes the inside handoff. Throws a pass. Middle of the field at the 50. It's in the ground. Incomplete. No good.
Probably a good choice. A lot of traffic there.
Second and 10 Rockets from their own 46. As sometimes, Chuck, an incompletion is the very best pass you can throw.
He threw it low. He threw it up in the air. It was going to a lot of hands up there.
No sunlight on Booster Field here at Anna at the moment. Sun setting behind clouds to the west, behind our west side press box. Four down linemen for St. Henry. Shappy looking right. He arches it over the short receiver to the wide out downfield at the Anna St. Henry. Down to the St. Henry 40-yard line. Great catch by Heitkamp, who went to his knees and hauled it in. Trey Heitkamp, brilliant catch on the play. First down, Anna, over the St. Henry 40. Chappie wound up initially, Chuck, like he was going short, but found Heitkamp beyond the numbers on the far side.
Did a nice job of going through his progression.
Yes. Slot right for Anna. Shappy back at the 46 of St. Henry. Man in motion. Ball is faked. Shappy keeps. Quarterback draw up the middle. He knifes forward to the 39. Might have gotten a yard. Second down and 9, Anna.
Yeah, the weather forecast in Columbus was gorgeous all week until today, and now 78% chance of showers and thunderstorms at night.
Is that before the kickoff or after?
That's probably during the kickoff.
Maybe. If it's just during the kickoff, that's fine. If the rest of the game is good.
Yeah. It's not an advantage to Ohio State to play on that field.
Second and nine, Anna, 40-yard line of St. Henry. Chappie is in trouble behind the line of scrimmage and delivers the ball down the right side. Almost throws a pick at the 28-yard line. St. Henry defender leaped in front of Heitkamp. Beckman got a mitt on the ball. Ill-advised pitch by Chappie. That's one where you just hurl it out of bounds. Inside the St. Henry 40, third down for Anna. Third and nine, trips to the left for Chappie. Down to 6:33 to go, second quarter. We're tied at seven. Chappie in the pocket. Here comes the blitz. It's Quinter. Pass in the left flat. Caught by Anna. Four or five white jerseys rally to the ball. It winds up being no game.
Set up a wide receiver screen that time, and St. Henry played it very well.
Yep, well done by the Redskins. So it's fourth down, and right at 10 yards to go for Anna at the St. Henry 40, halfway through the second period. And it looks initially here, Chuck, like Anna's going to go for it.
Well, I mean, they're in St. Henry territory at the 40, so.
And you play these games to win. And I like the approach here by Coach Nick Marino and his staff. Chappie back to throw, steps up in the pocket, rolls out of it. He's still behind the line, running, 40-yard line, 35, that's it. He's popped out of bounds. Uh-oh, a late marker. Maybe a tackle out of bounds on Chappie, perhaps 15 against St. Henry.
Well, he got a little too exuberant that time, and boy, did he take a shot into the stands.
Side of the tackle was the 36, a good 6 yards short of a first down. St. Henry flooded the secondary. Chappie did not have an open man, and he scurried around right end. Way short of the first down, but a major walk-off against St. Henry gives Anna a reprieve. First and 10 Rockets at the Redskins 20 with 5:38 to go second quarter. And the game is tied. That's what you get sometimes, Chuck, when you take a chance. The other team made a mistake.
Well, they did make a mistake. I mean, they played it well. They had it covered, and
yep,
somebody just did something silly.
I liked your
kids.
Liked your word exuberant. That's
yeah,
exactly what the tackle was, a bit too aggressive, out of bounds. And the officials were all over it. Nobody questioned the call. Unsportsmanlike conduct, roughness against the Anna quarterback, Chappie. First and 10, Anna, line of scrimmage, the 20 of the Redskins. Under 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Chappie throwing a fade pattern down near the goal line.
Ooh.
St. Henry's got it well covered. It's almost intercepted, intended for Ofterhauer of Anna. He had no chance. Ryan Worley of St. Henry nearly made the interception in the field of play.
Well, and the cornerback covered that well. That was Worley, and then the safety came over. That ball didn't have a chance.
Nope. Throwing into double coverage at the sideline like that, a mistake. Anna got away with it. Second down and 10. Line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 20. Anna trying to break the tie. Here's a quick pass, right flat. 6 yards downfield, thrown by Chappie. It is good, complete. Ofterhauer's got it. Advancement of about five. Third and five, Anna, 15-yard line of St. Henry. I bet it's four down territory.
Oh, I would think so.
We're near the five-minute mark, second quarter. Anna 7, St. Henry 7. Redskins got on the scoreboard first in the opening period. Anna countered with a score early in the second. Another time-consuming drive by the Rockets. Here's a handoff, offensive backfield, a sweep to the right. St. Henry, good pursuit. Redskins all over Richards as he slanted down inside the 15, got beyond the line of scrimmage, tumbled to the turf at about the 13.5. It's going to be fourth down for Anna. 3.5 to go for a first down. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Line of scrimmage just outside the St. Henry 13. Anna must get to the 10. Play coming in for Anna. Chappie sets up under center here. He gets the snap, hands off to the first man through, who meets resistance at the line of scrimmage, and then trying to zip to the outside is the ball carrier. St. Henry's got him smothered. Down he goes at the 12-yard line. Very small gain by Osborne. Good pursuit by St. Henry, which got across the line of scrimmage immediately, and the Redskins stall the Anna drive and take over the football.
Osborne did everything he could possibly do. He broke two tackles on that 1 yard run, but St. Henry just had too much pursuit.
So St. Henry takes over the pigskin. New line of scrimmage here is about the 12-yard line for the visiting team, with the game tied at 7. Just over 4 to play here in the second quarter. Thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. St. Henry runs it on first and 10. No gain on the play. Fox is Johnny on the spot for Anna. And it's second down, 10 yards to go for the Redskins. 3:48 left here in the second quarter. Timeout situation, St. Henry 3 left, Anna 2.
St. Henry called one right at the end of the first quarter.
I think they did, Chuck. Scoreboard does not reflect that.
Yeah, they're on the other side.
I'm sorry.
It's right better by the little football. That scoreboard's hard to read.
It's called Reed, Jack, R-E-A-D. That's my middle name.
There you go.
Back to pass, the quarterback for St. Henry. Well done. Middle screen, caught at the 15-yard line by St. Henry. And behind a wedge of blockers, the receiver, fullback Elijah Horseman, bolts out over the 25 to the 27 or 8. He's got a first down as that play generates a quick 16, beautifully designed and executed. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Rolling right, the quarterback put off, deals into the flat to the receiver up over the 30 at the 32. He spears it on the run and strides out of bounds. Kellen Hoying on the catch. Stops the clock, 2:53 to go here in the second period.
Marion leads Minster 7-0 in the first quarter.
Nice looking play there by St. Henry. A lot of effort for just 2 yards. As the receiver sprinted out to the right, Hoying spotted him a pass right between the numbers, but it wasn't thrown vertically down the field, and Anna got to the ball hurriedly. Second down, 8, St. Henry. 30-yard line in the Redskins' end. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left for the quarterback. Put off. Stands back at his 25. Deep drop, could be a middle screen again. Oh, Anna stands up, the receiver who breaks the tackle, makes another man miss. It's Harrison Wendell shooting up over the 35 to the 36. Wow, what a job he did, Chuck. He turned a loss into a gain.
I was looking for the train. That wasn't him. Yeah, that should have been a loss or no gain.
Yep.
And what a run. Kid's strong.
Well, the Wendell advance after the catch still leaves St. Henry short of a first down. Ball resting at the Redskins' 35.5. Third and nearly 3 to go for a first down. 2:15 remaining, second quarter. Game tied at 7. Two backs in the backfield. Wendell in motion to the left and put off keeps. He dances around right end, and he wriggles to the 39, the 40. He's got the first down. Little misdirection by the running back Wendell to the left. Put off took the snap. And he might have buffaloed in a little bit. He darted outside right tackle for the first down. Minute 55 to go, second quarter. St. Henry, a new set of four at the 40-yard line. Put off, sprinting out to the left, hits a receiver on the run. Nifty one-handed catch for the Redskins across the line of scrimmage. Two-yard advance by Horseman to the 41. St. Henry delivering a lot of very short passes, Chuck, on routes being run parallel to the line of scrimmage, not getting vertically down the field very far. Anna has tried a few of those as well. These two offenses trying to catch up to their defenses, as both coaches talked about in the pregame. Second down and 9, St. Henry from the 41. Put off rolling right. A little more distance on this forward pass up the near sideline. It is too long at the 42-yard line. Intended for Nolan Kunkler. Good pursuit, but Colin Elliott of Anna in the secondary.
Well, so far, he's thrown the short pass really well, but he's struggled throwing the ball 10 yards or farther down the field.
Yep, good observation. Third and 9 for St. Henry. Line of scrimmage is the Redskins' 41. Excuse me. Clock is all the way down to a minute 23 to go in the second quarter. It has been a very briskly played opening two periods. And we have got a timeout called on the field. 83 seconds to go in the second. St. Henry's got a third and 9. Anna 7, St. Henry 7. Late second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We return to live action. St. Henry, third and 9 at the Redskins' 41-yard line. Rolling right on this big play as the quarterback put off. He airs one out short in the flat. Littmer out of the backfield, spears it with one hand, strides toward the sideline. He is rammed out of bounds at the 42. St. Henry is a good 7 yards short of a first down, and Kunkler retreats. He's in punt formation back at his own 26-yard line. 1:17 left here in the second quarter. Kick by Kunkler, line drive boot. Retreating for Anna Osborne at the 18, right back up the middle of the field, hits a stone wall at the 26. Down he goes. First and 10, Rockets, 66 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
It looked like he might have a little bit of an opening, but St. Henry closed it quickly.
Tell you what, for the most part, Chuck, these two defenses have tackled pretty well in this game.
Yeah.
Fundamentally solid.
Anna throws the ball better. St. Henry runs the ball better, and it's 7-7.
Yes. Anna received the kickoff, right, Chuck, to start the game. So
yes,
St. Henry will get the ball to begin the second half. Minute 6 to go, second period, even up at 7-all. Rockets in their own end have it at the 25. Quarterback Chappie wants to throw slant pattern. Bad did at the line of scrimmage. Was that Quinter?
You know what? I think the receiver ducked, but he wasn't sure it was his. And the ball just flew right by him to the ground.
It looked like Quinter might have redirected that forward pass, the big defensive lineman.
Yeah, he's
for St. Henry. He's got 7-7 on his back.
He's a tough one to throw around.
Yeah. Second down and 10, and a minute 4 to go in the second quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets 25. Two backs, offensive backfield. Here is a handoff. Anna, right tackle, running to daylight as the ball carrier, surging over the 30, 35-yard line. And it's Landon Fote who lunges out to about the 38. That play crossed up St. Henry. Nice run by Fote. Good offensive line blocking by Anna.
13-yard pickup on the play.
Rockets have all three timeouts remaining. First and 10, 40-yard line. Here's Chappie throwing down the right side on the dead run, the receiver. It is a beautiful over-the-shoulder. Catch is made at the 36 of St. Henry. Wow. We may see a little bit of that tomorrow night in the Ohio State-Notre Dame game, Chuck. That looked like college football, first weekend of the year right there. Colin Elliott, a brilliant catch on the throw from Chappie to the St. Henry 35.
It was both. Good throw, good catch. 40. Really good catch.
Yep. 46 seconds to go in the second. Chappie nearly throws an interception into the right flat at the 30-yard line. St. Henry broke it up. Good anticipation by the defensive back of St. Henry. Beckman leaped in front of Elliott and nearly pulled off the intercept. He would have been long.
Yeah. That was a pick six right there.
Yeah. Line of scrimmage, the 35 of St. Henry, and a threatening late second quarter. 43 seconds to go. 7 all tie. Second and 10, Anna. Deep drop, Chappie rolling left. Offensive hold in the backfield by Anna. The throw by Chappie down at the 15. Leaping attempt by Osterhauer is no good, but I think Anna's going to be penalized, and St. Henry's going to accept it.
I think you have to.
37 seconds to go in the second quarter. Tell you what, Chuck, after a couple of sluggish offensive drives on the ground by Anna, Rockets have turned it up through the air.
Yeah, they have. They got to establish something on the ground.
Yep.
Because St. Henry is now really getting on the receivers.
Yes.
They jumped the last two routes.
New line of scrimmage, the 48. You're saying that St. Henry is adjusting and learning as this game is progressing?
I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Yep. It is second down and 23 to go for Anna. Chappie throws it outside the numbers near sideline. Caught by the receiver at the 45. But down he goes right now. It's Heitkamp. St. Henry all over it. And a timeout is called. Anna will have a third down and a bunch. Third and about 17 or 18 to go for a first down. 31.4 remaining in the second quarter. Anna 7, St. Henry 7. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
And thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi game sponsors, the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, 575 East Main in Rushi, a new location, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum as well in Rushi. Third and 20 officially for Anna. Chappie's in hot water, back in his own 46, and he is sacked. He's buried, big loss, 8 or 9 yards. Final 19 seconds, second quarter, clock running. And somebody's going to stop the clock. You'd think it would be St. Henry.
Well, I wondered why they didn't stop. They could have stopped it 15 seconds ago.
Yes. Well, the Redskins did get the clock halted, forcing Anna to punt it. Fourth and about 23 or 4 to go for a first down at the Anna 47-yard line. Andy Bixler, superintendent of schools for Anna, just said it was fourth and 28. And I'm 5 yards off. I'll trust Andy. He's our guest, by the way, at the half. Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Local Schools, begins the first year of a three-year term this month on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Board of Directors. It's his second term, by the way, on the board, having served from 2015 to 17, including a year as board president from 16 to 17. Andy was elected to the Southwest District Athletic Board in 2004 and was reelected as a Class A rep in 06. He has served continuously on the Southwest Board for the past 18 years. We'll talk to Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools, at the half. Punt by Anna. Richards boots it low, hits at the 25. Wow. Good topspin, end-over-end spin on that ball, and it shoots all the way to the 10, the 5, into the end zone.
3 yards into the end zone, touchback.
Well, St. Henry's got 8 seconds
with
which to work at the 20. First and 10 Redskins. St. Henry is out of timeouts. St. Henry receives the ball to start the third quarter, so Chuck, you just don't try anything too cute right here.
I like the timeouts. You force them to punt. Maybe something bad happens. Now you just take a knee.
Right. Redskins at the line of scrimmage, and they've got a young man in the offensive backfield, 8 or 10 yards well behind the line. The snap from center will be short. To the knee goes the quarterback put off, and that's it. First half closes out here at Anna. It is a 7-7 stalemate. We predicted a pick'em, a toss-up game. Rock, paper, scissors, that's what it is. Nothing decided. Over the last decade, these two teams have played very close games year in, year out. Since 2016, they played 3 overtimes. In the last 7 years, St. Henry's won 4, Anna 3. Another tightly contested struggle here tonight. It is halftime at Booster Field in Anna. We will take a 3-minute radio station break. 3-minute radio station break upcoming. Anna 7, St. Henry 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1990. 1896. Mazak Machine Tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Booster Field in Anna. Beautiful night for high school football. Chuck, we had, I think, three CSX trains in the first 30 minutes and none the last half hour. I'm disappointed.
No, they got lost.
It's our halftime report. Coming up next, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. It's a 7-7 tie. Chuck, we predicted before the game a toss-up, a pick'em. I call it rock, paper, scissors. Anybody's game. Here's your halftime report.
Well, the defense on both sides were outstanding. Offensively, Anna picked it up, threw the ball. St. Henry ran it a little bit, but combined, not a lot of offense in the first half. I'll give credit to the defense. Anna ran the ball 15 times for 25 yards. He was 15 of 22, throwing it for 117. One touchdown, 142 total yards. Nine first downs, did not turn the ball over in the first half. St. Henry, 13 rushes, 56 yards. 6 of 11 for 38 yards, throwing it. 94 total yards, four first downs. Also, no turnovers.
Tell you what, Chuck, after the first couple series, when Anna was stopped cold trying to run the football, the Rockets threw it very productively against the St. Henry defense, which got burned last week in the air against Archbold.
Well, he's 15 of 22 throwing it. I mean, that's good numbers. He's taking care of it, throwing the ball a little down the field. They have found a spot in the middle they like, and the receiver's going to it, finding it, and impressive first half for the quarterback.
I did think St. Henry began to adjust against those out patterns latter part second quarter. They almost jumped a couple routes.
Yeah, they had a shot. If they would have picked that one, it'd be 14-7, but he didn't, so we're still tied.
And St. Henry receives the football to start the third quarter.
Correct.
Any significant maneuvers do you expect from either head coach in the second half?
Well, I mean, I think that St. Henry has to continue to run it, but they got to find some kind of a passing game.
Yep.
Because Anna's got seven guys up there in the box, and running it has been pretty tough for him. And on the other side, I think they need to get Richards involved a little bit more.
Yep, well said. That's our halftime report. Anna 7, St. Henry 7. We're brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Thank you so much here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnippel Construction in Botkins, 7-7 tie, Anna St. Henry. I'm very pleased to be joined here at the halftime break by Andy Bixler, who's been serving as the superintendent of Anna Local Schools since 2006. School year off to a great start here in 2022?
Yes, it is. We just completed our second week, so we've had 9 days in school. It feels great to be back at it. Good start to school year, and excited to be back in a normal setting for this school year.
Hey, this month, you begin the first year of a 3-year term on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Board of Directors. This is the second term for you on the board, having served from 15 to 17, including a year as board president from 16 to 17. You were elected to the Southwest District Athletic Board back in 04, reelected as a Class A rep in 06, and you've served continuously on the Southwest Board for the past 18 years. Remarkable service, quite unique for a superintendent. You really love supporting high school athletics, and thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that, and that is something that I really enjoyed it, to get to do. The opportunity afforded me by the Anna community and Anna School Board to get to serve on those boards and represent all of Southwest Ohio, getting to start a second term to get to represent the entire area on the OHSA Board of Directors is something I certainly enjoy, and I feel very blessed and fortunate to have had the opportunity to do that.
Just a few years ago, during your time as a teacher, I might add that you coached football, basketball, and track at one time, so you've got a background in athletics.
Yeah, you know what happens if you go 10-10 in basketball. They come in and tell you it's time for you to be a principal. So I had a couple years like that and got the opportunity to move on to administration and impact education in a different way.
Andy Bixler, superintendent of schools here at Anna, our guest at halftime, Anna 7, St. Henry 7. Andy's been the superintendent since 2006. Wow, I love what you've done with regard to the renovation, the refurbishment, the remodeling of the school. Wow, it's beautiful. I like so much that entrance to the administrative wing in the southwest corner of the building.
We were able to capitalize on some help from the state and with the generosity of our local community, basically fix up what we had. Able to take a 1938 building and make 2022 safety measures and technology out of it. Got a nice facelift in the process, and I'll be honest with you, it's nice to be on the other side of that project, but we feel really, really good about the way things have turned out.
And now you can devote some attention to outside projects.
Yes, we've been able to, over the last couple summers, do some really nice things. We added a playground at the elementary, a little bit more state-of-the-art playground for our elementary students. This summer, the big project was focusing on our track. We took our track down to the bare level and build it back up. We'll have the newest track in the county, as the other county schools have been able to add tracks recently. Ours had kind of fallen down in comparison, and now we're going to be back on top.
And you have employed some new teaching staff to continue to enhance the learning process at Anna Schools.
Yeah, we have had a good off season. That's what I said to the staff as we came back. I feel really excited.
Yep.
It's not the greatest market in education to find good quality staff members, and we feel like we really did. Even tonight, our band director got started on day one that he was employed, or actually even maybe a little bit before he was employed, he got to start off and run our band camp. And right now our band's on the field. They look great. They sound great. Jimmy Sir has taken over, and we really are excited about him. For the first time in 15 years, we have a new elementary principal. Denise Johnson came from Bell Fountain. She had shown interest in an administrative position a few years back for us. And when we had an elementary opening, boy, she fit the bill. And we're really excited to welcome her along with several other new staff members for this school year.
Chuck and I will second what you said about the Anna Band. Wow, top flight performance. Anna Band, Sydney Band, we saw last weekend, two top flight high school marching bands.
That's great to hear. And I mean, the entire night that we've been able to experience tonight with St. Henry, good football, clean football in the first half, 7-7 at halftime. I kind of feel like if a turnover happens in the second half, it's going to be a difference maker for either team.
Yeah, we said in the pregame, one mistake here or there could decide what would probably be an even struggle tonight. Academic initiatives, let's highlight those in the Anna local schools.
Well, the nice part about being done with the renovation is we can really get back down to doing the business of academics. And we've started a project last year, a K-12 project in improving writing across the curriculum with the Collins writing system. That's something that our staff members are utilizing, that's impacting kids, like I said, from kindergarten through 12th grade. With the renovation, we've been able to add our infrastructure with technology. So utilizing Google Classroom and being able to utilize it in school as well as taking it home. We have a one-to-one Chromebook initiative for all our students now, down starting at first grade. All students first through 12th grade have an assigned Chromebook to them that they can utilize at school and complete their work.
As we noted here at the outset of the interview, this month you begin the first of a three-year term, I should say the first year of a three-year term on the OHSAA Board of Directors. What's in the future for the OHSAA? Any new sports on the horizon? What's growing? Got through the coronavirus health crisis years, balanced budget, everything solvent, OHSA moving forward virtually like nothing happened. Great accomplishments by the OHSAA.
Certainly the organization has weathered the storm of the pandemic and financially are in good shape, and continue to make that a mission to be fiscally solvent and also prepared for if another situation were to arise, to be able to continue to hold tournaments and keep sports active.
Right.
This year, the state of Ohio is offering for OHSA tournaments girls wrestling for the first time and boys volleyball. So two new sports added, sports that have been club sports or sort of add-on and been working at that are now going to be part of the OHSA tournaments.
Boy, I like the sounds of those.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's it is exciting and really kind of surprising the number of participants in girls wrestling across the state that are, you know, ready to participate in a tournament level and try and win an actual OHSAA state title.
Very, very interesting. Real joy to have here at the half, Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Local Schools. Before you get away, Andy, I want to ask you, are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Would you like something like that?
Absolutely.
Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around, one of only a couple or three between Cincinnati and Toledo, that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you, Andy Bixler.
I can attest to the quality of meat served and that you can find at the Anna Market right here in town. We don't have to go very far to find high-quality meat Anna Market.
Thank you so much. And furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads, always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you, Andy Bixler.
I appreciate that, and I can attest to that. That is the Anna Market is a place to go.
Thank you so much, Andy.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools, our guest here at the half. We're about 4 minutes or so away from the beginning of our second half. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Anna 7, St. Henry 7. We are going to take a radio station break. A radio station break is upcoming. I'm mistaken. There is no radio station break at the end of our... Yes, there is. No, at the end of the halftime section, there's not.
Right.
I stand corrected once more. Jack, get with the program.
It's our first time with the station this year, so...
We've got a radio station break coming up at the end of the fourth. We'll take a timeout. Second half coming up. Great game tonight. Anna 7, St. Henry 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM. Glad you are Hits radio station. Streaming very soon. New music format, Hits 105.5. And congrats as well. New local management at WMVR in Sydney. Now Hits 105.5 FM once again. Anna kicks off to St. Henry. We launch play here in the second half. Game tied at 7. Even Steven contest. Kickoff caught on the dead run, then dropped at the 16 by St. Henry. Run back out to the 27. First and 10 Redskins. Are you looking for work? Well, let Spherion work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. No mask mandate, GED not required. Spherion, with 20 offices throughout the region, including offices in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register now. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. St. Henry on first and 10 runs over left tackle, and squirting is Wendell. He notches a 3-yard run to the 31-yard line. Hillscamp sat him down right there. Second down, 7 to go for a first down for the Redskins. Anna 7, St. Henry 7, early stages, third quarter. St. Henry's won the last two. 5 of the last 8 between the two clubs, decided by a score or less. There have been 3 overtimes played between the two teams since 2016. Here's a high snap to Putoff. It rolls away from him. It's behind on the ground. Putoff goes after it. Green jerseys dive on it. In a football. Recovery rockets at the 10 or 11-yard line. Chuck, just what we have been talking about all night long. Andy Bixler noted it during our halftime break. You just figured a big boo-boo by a team could swing the game.
Well, bad snap, but the quarterback had every chance to fall on it. He tried to pick it up and then kicked it again, and that's why Anna got the football.
Yeah, but at that point, just don't try to do anything with the ball but recover it. And Anna takes over at the 12. Golden opportunity for the Rockets. 50 seconds into the third quarter. Anna 7, St. Henry 7. These two teams shot themselves in the foot in blowout losses in the second half last week. Anna runs the ball, right tackle. Ball carrier barrels down to the 9-8-yard line. Played good for three or four. Landon Foate scrambled for a productive advance on first down. And it can get a first down at the two. Second down and six at the eight. Minute 20 gone in the third quarter. Anna's got to cash in right here. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Chappie, the quarterback at the nine, running back alongside. Chappie gives it to him. Ball carrier snowed under at the 13. He lost five. Foate buried behind the line. So a four-yard run, a five-yard setback. That makes it third and 11 for Ann at the 13-yard line of St. Henry, which diagnosed that running play beautifully. Anna got some push on the first down play, nothing on that one. Anna just about has to throw it. Two backs in the offensive backfield. Receivers split left and right about 10 yards each. Chappie looking in the left flat, throws, receiver catches on the dead run, it's Foate. Foate slices down inside the 10, knocked down at the 8-yard line. Anna tried to Buffalo St. Henry and throw to the back, out of the backfield. It worked for five, but Anna is left with fourth down and at least 6 yards to go for a first down, 8 yards to go for a touchdown. Fourth down, Rockets. Line of scrimmage is the St. Henry 8-yard line. Two receivers bunched on the short side, man in motion. Chappie looks right, now looks middle, throws, hash mark near side, a yard deep in the end zone. Is the ball on the ground? Is it caught? We haven't seen an official decision by a referee. It is caught. It is caught by Colin Elliott. Delayed call by the officials. Elliott on his knee made the catch. Ball didn't hit the turf. It's at the 1-yard line. Not in the end zone, but good enough for the first down.
Big fourth down play right there.
No, that was enormous. Chappie under center, puts his head down, right behind the center. Powers, end zone, touchdown. Anna makes the St. Henry turnover pay dividends. Tell you what, the offensive line for the Rockets performed pretty well on that short field drive. Give credit up front to Lane Howell, John Valentine, Colby Jeffries, Thane Hamilton, and Landon Blankenship. Big extra point try here by Aaron Chappie from the 10. Left-footed kick, no chance, it's blocked. Didn't get it very far off the ground. It was not a clean snap, right, Chuck?
No, the ball was on the ground, and he had no way. The timing was totally off.
Well, we played 3 minutes, 15 seconds, third quarter. Anna 13, St. Henry 7. Back in a moment. Good ball game here at Booster Field on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Back to live action here at Booster Field, and the Anna Rockets make a brilliant play call, onside kick, recovery Anna after the Rockets touchdown. First and 10, green and white at the St. Henry 49-yard line. I tell you what, Chuck, timing on the onside kick, when you do it, sometimes you can take the other club by surprise and make it work.
Well, absolutely. Took him by surprise. I mean, that was a great call. It's always a great call when it works.
First and 10, Anna, from the St. Henry 49.
Ask Scott Frost how well his onside kick did.
Deep snap to Shappy. He's in hot water behind the line. He scrambles back toward the line of scrimmage, and he gets to it at the 49, almost sacked, way back at his own 43 or 44. He made a no gain out of what could have been a loss of 10.
Yep.
Second down and 10 for Anna at the St. Henry 49-yard line. 8:16 to go here in the third quarter of this game. Anna 13, St. Henry 7. Anna got a touchdown after a bad snap from center by St. Henry. In several plays, the Rockets scored, missed the extra point. They've recovered an onside kick, and they hand the ball off to Richards. Richards in sweep. Look at him go. He's on the numbers far side, barreling to the 45-40. Stays on his feet, puts his head down, and digs to the 37.
I think we're going to get a whole bunch of Richards here in the second half.
As you have described a few times in the past, Chuck, when he gets up ahead of steam, he's like a CSX locomotive.
Yeah, he's up without the horn, thank goodness.
St. Henry player shaken up. First and 10, Anna. It's a St. Henry 37. When we return, 7:47 to go, third quarter. Anna 13, St. Henry 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's Big Boy Slider. First pitch. Here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy Sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, the Anna Rockets are trying to make hay and push out to a two-score lead. Anna's up 13-7. Rockets just produced a big run play that covered about 14 yards by Justin Richards. And Anna sets up outside the 35 of St. Henry, first and 10. Here's a quick look-in pass over the middle by Anna. It is good, complete, down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. And it's very close to another first down, just short. Second down and a couple for Anna. Line of scrimmage is at the 28-yard line of St. Henry, right in between the 27 and 28. The play gained about 8.5.
The down marker is wrong. He's got third down on the field, and it's second down.
You're right. That's an error. It is second down. That was a first down play. Shappy looks right. Quick slant to Heitkamp. Great catch. Stays on his feet. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle. He sheds another. Heitkamp lunges to about the 7.
Man, what a catch. That was all hands and a really hard throw.
I tell you what, Anna is flashing some very good receivers at St. Henry in this game. Good pass running routes, fine sets of hands, good wheels after catch. Another St. Henry player shaken up. When play resumes, goal to go. Anna from the St. Henry 6. 6:48 to go, third quarter. Anna 13, St. Henry 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Yep, the shaken up player was in as Trey Heitkamp. He did get up and on his own power trotted off. We resume play, 13-7 Anna. Great pass completion, Chappie to Heitkamp, down to the six. Goal to go Rockets. Man in motion across the formation, it's Richards. Richards back at the 10, gets the handoff, cuts it back. He's dragged to the turf at the line of scrimmage, no gain. Well, if you don't gain too many more yards, Chuck. Boy, a three-point field goal will put you up by two scores.
It would, but you couldn't have had a whole lot of confidence after that extra point.
You're right.
The timing was terrible.
Yeah, good point. Yep. 13-7. Anna did blow the PAT after the second touchdown, which came just a few minutes ago. From the six, Anna's Chappie takes the snap at the 10, looks in the right flat. Oh, a leaping catch by the receiver, but he ran horizontally across the field. Made a leaping spear, did Richards at the 5 or the 4, lunged forward, might have gotten to the 3.5, and that's it. It's goal to go from there. St. Henry rallied to the reception by Richards.
St. Henry's defense has played outstanding. Their offense has given them nothing.
What was the total yards for St. Henry first half on the ground? It was minimal.
They had 56 rushing, 94 total.
Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Man in motion, two tight ends. Chappie, toss, sweep, right side. Anna runs it to the pylon at the goal line. Yes, he's over. Touchdown. Richards in motion to the left. He took a couple of Redskins with him. Foat got the toss, sweep. He swerved around the corner and made good use of the sideline, nestling that ball in over the top of the pylon right at the goal line. And Anna has spurted on top 19-7 with 5:16 to go in the third quarter. And Anna will try to kick the extra point again. It snapped back, kick to the left. It's a wounded duck. Well, left to the upright. No chance.
I don't think it got high enough to go over the crossbar if it was on the line.
Yep, having missed the previous one, I probably would have gone for two there, Chuck, and tried to push the lead back out to 14, but I'm in no position to second guess a soul. I have absolutely no coaching experience in football.
Well, let's hear from his wife.
5:15 to go, third period of play. It is Anna 19, St. Henry 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Well, special teams giving St. Henry fits. Kickoff by Anna was bobbled away, but St. Henry at the 15-yard line rolled all the way back inside the 5. Redskins ran it up over the 10 to the 15. There was a flag inside the 10-yard line. A clip against St. Henry, and the Redskins start 1st and 10 from their own 4. Anna with 2 touchdowns here in the third quarter. Not converting, though, in either PAT. One was missed because of a poor snap. The other, the kick was low and wide left. And Anna's lead is 19-7, 12-point cushion beyond the midway point, third quarter. And, Chuck, how many plays has St. Henry had the ball in the third quarter? Hardly at all, right?
They've had no passes. They ran the ball twice. That's it.
And that's
two
it.
Plays.
So as a result of mistakes by the Redskins, Anna's had the ball virtually the entire third quarter, 5:11 to go in the third. And we've got a pre-snap penalty against St. Henry. And the problems mount. 19-7, Anna. Redskins backed up at about their own 2-yard line. Scoreboard reads 1st and 12 to go for a first down. That was a half the distance of the goal penalty. Inside handoff. It's either Horseman or Wendell trying to get some forward push. Might have squeezed out 2 to the 4, and that's it. The entire defensive middle of Anna's line in there on the stop. Hayden Yolescamp, Trevor Roberts, both there. 2nd down 10, St. Henry at their own 4. 4:42 left in the third quarter. Anna with a 12-point lead. Two receivers way right for St. Henry. Let's see if Putoff, the quarterback, who will take the snap, it is 1, will throw the football from the end zone. Man in motion across the formation. Good run from scrimmage on the play by Wendell. Wendell's got a crack. He bolts through it. Shoots out across the 10, 15, close to the 15 before being nudged out of bounds. Very close to the first down, Chuck. I think he picked it up. Yep.
I hope so, because I gave it to him, and I don't have an eraser.
He got 11, needed 10. Well done by St. Henry. Redskins with little opportunity to possess the football here in the third quarter. And that's the result of their own miscues. St. Henry line of scrimmage. Two backs staggered alongside Putoff, who hands in the offensive backfield. Might be Wendell again. Boy, there's a lot of traffic around that left side. Wendell slowed down. He picked up several on the play. Got at least 5 or 6. Had a wedge out in front.
Gain of 4 yards.
Superintendent Andy Bixler on the PA address says gain of 4. We'll call it 2nd down and 6 to go for St. Henry with 3:51 to go in the third quarter. Anna 19, St. Henry 7. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Put off with back staggered left and right. Out of the formation, Wendell in motion. Inside handoff, breaking through as Horseman, look at him go. Out across the 30, running to daylight. Upended at about the 37-yard line. Good run on the play by St. Henry. Wendell was a decoy. Horseman took it, and away he went.
Well, and Aaron Shabby saved a touchdown. He got him around the ankles. If he hadn't got him, he was gone.
Chuck, no panic in this St. Henry attack. It's run the football, and now the Redskins are out of a hole, away from their own goal line. 1st and 10 at the St. Henry 36-yard line. 3:13 to go, third quarter. 19-7 Anna with 12 points here in the third. Looked like movement by Quinter, the big defensive tackle. How could you miss him?
It's kind of like the Empire State Building falling down.
Illegal procedure calling in St. Henry.
Ball marked for play back at the 31. It'll be first and 15 for St. Henry. Final 3 minutes. Third quarter of play. St. Henry received the kickoff to start the second half of this game, but the third quarter has been dominated by Anna as the Redskins have shot themselves in the foot repeatedly.
Well, fumble down on the 11 and onside kick recovered by Anna. That's their possessions.
We got motion again. St. Henry is out of its element right now. Pre-snap foul, 5 more yards.
I think if he hadn't been a pre-snap foul, they had another snap over the quarterback's head.
I think you're right. It was sailing high and wide back to put off. And there was going to be a scramble for that football back at about the 11 or 12-yard line. But penalty before the play, 5 more yards against St. Henry. First and 20, Redskins. Line of scrimmage about the 26. Chappie rolling right, 8 yards behind the line, still sprinting. Nowhere to go, decides to run, makes one man miss another, into the open field. It's put off. Put off running for St. Henry. Near sideline. Makes 2 more men miss across the 50 to the 44 of Anna. I may have said Chappie, my mistake. That's put off of St. Henry with a dazzling run from scrimmage. He had to improvise. He went to the right, came all the way back across the field to the left. And I think about half of Anna's green shirts on defense, Chuck, had a shot at him, but whiffed.
He showed me some real speed that time and some agility. I was impressed.
Heck of a run by Curtis Putoff of St. Henry. Officially 22-yard advance. He might have run for about 40, zigzagging all over the gridiron. 1:48 to go in the third quarter. 19-7, Anna. St. Henry now is across the 50 at the Anna 44. Beautiful run by the St. Henry quarterback Putoff. Well done. He had to ad-lib on the play. There was nothing to the right. He wanted to throw initially. Heck of a scramble. Broke contain. Away he went. Wildcat formation. Snap back to Wendell. He stood up at the line of scrimmage. Ace running back for the Redskins. Met solidly right at the 45. It is second and 10, or maybe close to 11 for the Redskins. Final 60 seconds, third quarter. Chuck, you get the feeling St. Henry really does need to produce some points on this drive.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're down 12. They need to get in the end zone. I don't even think a field goal is going to help. It still makes it a two-score game.
Some offensive possessions in this game have taken 5 minutes by these two clubs. Snap back to put off. Oh, he juggles. It's on the ground. He dives on it at the 49. 1-2 flags fly in. I think St. Henry's got the football. Now let's assess the penalty, or was there one?
No, that's them marking that the ball was on the ground.
You're exactly right. I thought maybe that was the case after I said penalty. Ball is barely touching the 50 on the St. Henry side of the field. It is third and 16 now for the Redskins. Big play. Of course, if St. Henry doesn't get a first down here, Redskins will punt. Kunkler has done a splendid job doing that all night. And time is running down to zero. That's it. Third quarter's in the books. Anna 19, St. Henry 7 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service.
and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Well, the St. Henry Redskins to start the fourth quarter on 3rd and 16 from the 50. Hand the ball off to Littmer, and Littmer behind a wedge of blockers, circles the left end, trudges down to the 45 of Anna, maybe the 43. He got 7, needed 16. 4th and 9 for St. Henry, opening 30 seconds of the fourth quarter of this game. Enormous play coming here. St. Henry down by 12. Redskins go for it. 4th and a bunch from the Anna 43. Snap back to put off, rolling right. He's at his own 48. Fires it short to the receiver at the 43. That's at the line of scrimmage. That's not going to come close to getting enough yards. And Anna takes over the football. An odd couple play calls there by St. Henry.
Well, the third down run was a strange one, and fourth down, but they have not thrown the ball well at all night. Boy, did Richards make a play on that one here on the sideline.
Justin Richards can be a beast on both sides of the ball. That is for sure.
Piqua leads Troy 45-0 in the third quarter. Being an old Piqua guy, I love that score.
And Fort Loramie was ahead of Spencerville in the second half.
35-0 at the half. Sydney leads Greenville 14-7 in the third quarter. Big win for the Yellow Jackets. They can pull that one off.
Yes. Here is Chappie, 6 yards behind the line, gives to Richards in the offensive backfield. Oh, look at that penetration by St. Henry, which almost stole the handoff. Richards is hit once, twice. Down he goes at the 40. He lost 3 yards. Boy, was St. Henry all over that. They knew it was going to 32.
Well, that and the fact that the timing on that was not good.
Right.
So, you know, it was not a good timing, and St. Henry ate it up.
90 seconds gone here in the fourth. Anna 19, St. Henry 7. Here is Chappie facing a second and long. Little movement up front on the line of scrimmage. It will cost St. Henry 5. Second down 8 now for Anna at the Rockets 45-yard line.
5-yard penalty brings it out to the 45-yard line. Second down and 8.
Tell you what, if Anna can get the field flipped here and force St. Henry to go 80 yards with just maybe 6-7 minutes left in the clock, down 2 scores, St. Henry will be in a world of hurt. Here's the snap back to Chappie. Anna continues to throw with the lead. It's in the right flat. Oh, it's busted up on the play by the Redskins. That was a jarring tackle as the ball arrived in the right flat to Heitkamp. Exploding on that play was Hoying for St. Henry. Timely hit. Clock stops on the incompletion. 10-11 to go in the fourth. 3rd and 8 for Anna from the Rockets' 45-yard line. Boy, the last thing Anna wants to do here, Chuck, is commit a mistake, turn it over.
No, just get out of this. Be able to punt the football at worst.
Right. That's my thinking as well. Chappie in the pocket, looks middle of the field, throws it short to Richards. Richards is manhandled across the line of scrimmage at the 47 and can't hang on.
He's looking around for a flag.
Yep.
If they would have thrown one, you couldn't have argued with it, but there was no call.
Again, good timing by St. Henry on the defensive pass coverage. As Richards got wrapped up, as the ball was just about in his breadbasket, no chance to catch it. Timely hit on the play. Well done by... That was Harrison Wendell, who doubles in the secondary for St. Henry. Fine offensive player, too. And his hit on Richards, forced a punt by Anna. Fair catch, St. Henry. Good boot by Richards. Ball caught at the 15-yard line. And with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Anna goes on defense leading 19-7.
Kind of a strange call on the fair catch. There was only two defenders there. He had two blockers. I think if you make one miss, you might run for a while.
So there was some running space, that's for sure. Well, St. Henry needs a drive. It is now or never for the Redskins. Each team, three timeouts left. 10 minutes to go in the game. Anna 19, St. Henry 7. Rolling right put off. Out pattern, much too wide up at the 20-yard line. Off the hands of the intended receiver. Schwederman tried to haul it in. No chance. And it's second and 10 for St. Henry. Keep in mind, each time there's an incompletion, the clock doesn't move very far. That play took 4 seconds. 9:57 to go in the game. Anna up 12. St. Henry in its own end. Second and 10 at the 15. Man in motion across the formation. Here's Putoff throwing. Slant pattern. Receiver available to 23. And he fires behind him. Intended for Kunkler. No dice.
That one took 4 seconds.
You're right. Yeah, there was 10:01 to go when St. Henry started this series. Two incompletions, 6 seconds off the clock.
We got an injured cheerleader down there, trainer working on her.
Third and 10 to go for St. Henry. This is a big play. Redskins can't afford to give the ball up to Ann at midfield or even closer. Deep drop. Way back at the goal line, it's the QB putoff, throws, middle screen, Anna gets a hand on it, pops it in the air, it's on the ground, incomplete. Three incompletions in a row by St. Henry.
10 seconds.
10 seconds for that drive for the Redskins, and the Rockets will get the ball back around the 50-yard line. Kunkler in deep punt formation. 3 yards deep in the end zone. St. Henry once led in this game 7-0. Redskins scored first. 19 unanswered by Anna. Oh, the kick is nearly blocked. Excellent kick by Kunkler. And Anna at one knee catches at the 50. It's Heitkamp on the ground. First and 10 Rockets from that spot on the field.
Terrific punt in that situation, boy.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the whole area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, that's for sure. And manufacturing 6 yards on a good run on first and 10 from the 50 for Anna is Landon Foat. He carves out space from the 50 down to the 44, and that's where Anna sets up with a second and 4 with 9:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna wants to run the ball and run clock. Chappie's in the spread. He'll take the snap at the 50. Foat is alongside. And Chappie fakes the handoff, throws to the receiver far side of the field. He's open one-on-one coverage. And he's not blanketed very well. Chappie throws to Richards, spot on at the 36. And St. Henry was trying to stop the run on the inside. Anna pulled a fast one. First and 10 at the St. Henry 35-yard line. 8:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Chappie started to begin the cadence, looked at the sideline, did Alex Chappie. The quarterback for Anna. He's got two receivers flanked left. Gives it on the play to Foat. Foat streaking to the left side, trying to get around the edge of St. Henry's defense. Pulled to the turf at the 32 or 3. Down he goes.
13 first downs for the Rockets so far tonight. Yeah, they had one about the beginning of the second quarter. They had one first down.
Right. First two series did not net a first down. 8:24 and counting in the fourth quarter. Anna 19, St. Henry 7. Second down and 7 for Anna. 33-yard line of St. Henry. Richards in motion. Fake inside handoff. Throw in the flat to Richards. Oh, he's stoned immediately right at the line of scrimmage. St. Henry spied on Justin Richards. No chance for Richards to get going there.
Curtis put off, and I'll tell you, the blocker, it was one-on-one. The blocker whiffed, and they took Richards down.
So it's third and 10 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 35. Clock down to 7:47 and counting. Both teams, three timeouts remaining. Anna up a dozen. 19-7. Trips to the left for Shappy. Passing formation. He's in the spread. Back at the 41. Looks left. Steps up in the pocket. Throws. Middle of the field. It is no good. Outstretched receiver. Didn't have enough length. It was Heitkamp. Ball thrown high and strong inside the 15-yard line. Anna has a 4th and 10. Line of scrimmage 35 of St. Henry. I'm sure what the Anna coaching staff is mulling over here is, well, how many yards will we gain if we do punt the football here?
Well, worst-case scenario is you gain 15.
If you punt it into the end zone.
Yes.
Right. Well, they're going to go for it. Fourth and 10, Anna. 35 of St. Henry. Low snap for Shappy. Looks middle of the field. Bear hug from behind. He's sacked. St. Henry takes over at the 39. There's still life for the Redskins.
And if you run a play, that's the second worst thing that could happen. Worst would have been a turnover.
Yes. Well, St. Henry needs a quick six. And this is do-or-die time for the Redskins.
I like the punt in that situation. I 7 minutes to go. I want them to have to go the length of the field.
Yeah, pooch it directionally to the sideline, prevent the return, knock it out of bounds at the 15, do whatever you can.
1 year of freshman football coaching at Pickwa makes me an expert.
I'm going to tell you what, Chuck, that's how much confidence this coaching staff has already in Shappy and this Anna offense, playing very well since the first quarter tonight. St. Henry to the line of scrimmage. Deep drop, the putoff. Open receiver near hash mark. It would have been a touchdown. He missed him at the 38-yard line. Wow.
Yeah, boy, right down the seam. And the two defensive backs from Anna are talking about now who blew the assignment.
Yep. Blown coverage, Kellen Hoing for St. Henry. Wide open between the hash mark and numbers inside the 40. If the pass is hitting Hoing in stride at 6 points.
Well, even if you throw it to where he is, you've just gained 20 yards.
Right. 7:18 to go in the fourth. 19-7, Anna. St. Henry's put off rolling.
Oh.
And here's a pass near sideline. Busted up by Anna. Oh, nearly picked off on the play by the Rockets' Zach Osborne.
Man, he broke on that ball and it hit him in the hands. He couldn't get him turned quickly enough.
Incompletion, third and 10, St. Henry, which went three and out on its last series, down deep in its own end. Clock continues to wind down. It stopped at 7:15 on the last incomplete pass. 19-7, Anna leads it. 5 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. St. Henry sends trips to the right. Redskins need to get to the 50. That's the line to gain. Pass in the right flat by Putoff. It's errant. No good at the line of scrimmage. And St. Henry's offense, what would be the best adjective to describe it? It is
inept.
Yeah, it really is. Especially here, the last two and a half quarters of this game.
They have not moved the ball at all on the ground, in the air.
And the Redskins have no choice but to go for it. Fourth and 10 from the St. Henry 40 with 7:11 to go in the fourth quarter, and Anna leading 19-7. It's put off 6 yards behind the line, rolling right, looking middle of the field, throws a bomb, sideline, far side of the gridiron. Anna breaks it up with a leaping knockaway. That's a 26-yard line. Double coverage by the Rockets, and that may do it.
He's one of seven here in the second half for no yardage.
Yep, Kunkler was the intended receiver. Chase Murray was back there stride for stride. Anna wasn't fooled. They covered that pass play to perfection. Anna takes over at the St. Henry 40. Each team with three timeouts remaining. 7:05 remaining. St. Henry just has not moved the ball a lick since the early part of the second period. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Man in motion across the formation, Trevor Roberts. Here's a sweep to the right. Ball dealt to the man in motion. Plows around right end, and he's sat on by two St. Henry defenders at the 36. Zach Osborne goes down. Quinter rolled him to the turf. He stayed in bounds. Second down and six, Anna at the St. Henry 36-yard line. 6:40 and counting. Fourth quarter. Anna Rockets trailed 7-0 early on. They have scored 19 straight. A big 12-point third period. Man in motion across the formation for Shappy. Inside and off Landon Folk. Bucks to about the 35. That's it. He stood up right there. Third and five or six to go for Anna. We near the six-minute mark. I stand corrected. It was Osborne who toted the ball for Anna, not Folks.
Bringing up third down and five.
6 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter. Third and five, Anna. Well, you'd think, Chuck, given the fact the Rockets were in four-down territory, last possession, about the same spot of the field, they should be again, but they might surprise us and punt it if they don't get the first down here.
Depends on what they get here.
Right. 5 yards needed. Snap to Shappy. Inside and off Foat. Foat to the line of scrimmage. He's belted hard at the 35-yard line. No gain. Tell you what, Harrison Wendell has been a very valuable player on the night for St. Henry.
Yeah, he's a player.
He knifed through, made the stop. Timeout, St. Henry. 5:28 left in the fourth quarter. Fourth and four coming up for Anna at the St. Henry 34-yard line. Anna 19, St. Henry 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro, and at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, the Rockets come to the line of scrimmage as if they were going to run a play. Chappie is under center at the 34-yard line. Sends a man in motion. Inside handoff and a running play. Over right tackle. Ball carrier squirts to the 30. He's got the first down. New formation. Good look. St. Henry was caught off balance. The ball was given to Foat. And did he pick it up? I think so.
He did.
First and 10, 29.5 of St. Henry. A new set of four for the Rockets, who ran the football to advance the chains. And the Rockets now can force St. Henry to use the Redskins' final two timeouts, and Anna can salt this game away. St. Henry's not had the ball for many plays in this second half. Inside handoff by Anna, which chews up clock. Running effort for a couple. Foat stretches out to about the 29 or 30. Might have fallen across the line of scrimmage. Second and nine, Anna. 4:30 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna up 19-7. I don't know, Chuck, but I think it's probably less than a 10 or a dozen plays for St. Henry entire second half.
They haven't had a lot.
Chappie in the spread, back at the 35. Here's the ball given to Foat. Foat, little counter, back to the right, behind a wedge of blockers. Gang tackling is St. Henry at about the 25-yard line.
And Foat, ball carrier.
Running to the ball for St. Henry was Drew Schwederman, and that sets up for Anna a third and about five to go for a first down. A gain of a half yard and then a pickup of five. Third, a little less than five for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 25 with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter, and Anna leading 19-7. Chappie, 6 yards behind the line, gives it, ball carrier, left guard, and he meets a solid bank of white jerseys at the 24. Landon Foat is shoved backward. It's going to be fourth down for Anna with 3:26 left here in the fourth. Anna up a dozen. And St. Henry is forced to utilize another timeout, the second of three. We'll return in a moment. Anna up 12 points late in this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Fourth and five, Anna. 25-yard line of St. Henry. 3:20 left to go. Anna throws a looking pass down inside the 20-yard line, and it's too high. Intended on the play for Richards. Not a chance. Good coverage by St. Henry. My mistake, it was Noah Ofterhauer, the intended receiver for Chappie. Had the ball been down, he might have had a shot at it. He's a tall, lengthy young man.
I think if he puts it on him, it's going to be a first down. His momentum with that slant pattern was going to get him the first down.
Yes, I believe so, but
tough pass.
Yes. Like the call. I do like the call. Fourth down, incompletion. St. Henry takes over at its own 24-and-a-half-yard line with 3 minutes and 22 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Again, I think St. Henry's had the ball for less than a dozen plays in this entire second half.
I think they've had 18 plays in the second half.
18? Okay.
Yep.
I stand corrected.
I just counted.
Here is put off in the pocket, and he throws into an empty space up at the 35-yard line. He was jarred as he unleashed it.
One of nine throwing the ball in the second half for 0 yards.
Sydney 35, Greenville 21, 8 minutes to go.
Come on, Yellow Jackets. That'd be a big win for him.
The putoff needs a big one. He had Kellen Hoying available a couple series ago for what would have been a touchdown, but he misfired, threw it behind him at the 35 or 40-yard line of Anna. Here's putoff rolling right, way back at his 15. Flips it laterally across the field, complete, shy of the 30. It's an out-of-bounds play, caught inbounds. Receiver steps out, stops the clock with 3:14 to go. The play generated four, third and 6.5 to go for St. Henry at their own 26. Clock nearing the 3-minute mark in the fourth. 19-7 Anna.
Obvious hold in the backfield that time, but I guess the referees want to go home.
Here's put off, dropping, throwing a fade, right sideline, near the 50-yard line. Anna in coverage, and there's a late marker thrown against Anna. Pass interference.
I think that's a good call because Siegel never got his head turned on the play and made contact right when the ball got there.
Well, that'll cost Anna 15 from the line of scrimmage and give St. Henry a first down up at the 42. Take a look at the Anna roster. stride for stride on the coverage for Anna was number one.
Carter Siegel.
Carter Siegel in the secondary. It was close.
He just didn't get his head turned around. Yep. That's the problem. He made contact and never looked at the ball.
Yep, tight call. He did not get the benefit of the doubt, that's for sure. First and 10, St. Henry at the Redskins 42. Here's a long lob down the left sideline. And the intended receiver trying to run under it like a fly ball. Can't get to it at the 26. And had a cornerback and a safety converging. Put off missed throws. And it's second and 10, St. Henry at the 42-yard line of the Redskins. With 3 minutes left in this game, Anna leading 19-7.
Now, some of these offensive linemen ought to go play defense because they sure are making some tackles when they're blocking.
You're suggesting there might be a hold or
every
two?
Every time.
Line of scrimmage, 43, snap to put off, looks left, now throws near side, numbers, receiver, makes a great leaping catch. No, it's in the hands and out the turf. Managed to bounce that ball free at the 24.
That would have been an the best catch we saw this year.
A super effort, but Kunkler had it in his hands, and then when his body and arms hit the turf, the ball fell away. Third and 10, St. Henry. Redskins with one timeout left. Line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 43. Scoreboard clock reads 2:56 to go in the fourth. Double receivers left. Put off. Spread formation. Looks near hash mark. Throws into traffic. High and wide. No good. Carter Siegel on the coverage. He was blanketing the intended receiver. Kunkler again. The marked man down inside the 40. And it's fourth and 10 for St. Henry. 42-yard line of the Redskins. The last gasp for the visiting club here tonight. Anna leads it 19-7, taking advantage of St. Henry mistakes in that third quarter to break a 7-all tie at halftime and spurt to a 2-touchdown lead. St. Henry is not threatened here in this second half. Line of scrimmage, the 43. Put off rolls left and wants to throw back to the right. He's got a receiver available. Oh, a great play by Anna. My, oh, my, Heitkamp with his back turned. Chuck got his hands in the air and made the deflection.
Yeah, that was great defense. Nothing you can do about it.
Anna takes over first and 10 from the St. Henry 43. 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter. 19-7 Rockets. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Yep, Anna runs the ball. Landon Fote is buried 4 or 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. St. Henry uses its last timeout. Littmer in on the tackle. And we'll keep it right here and tell you about Steve and Ted's in Anna. 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Anna 19, St. Henry 7. The ball resting at the St. Henry 45. Anna's got a second and 12 coming up, a minus 2. On the last play. Steve and Ted's, your local, friendly HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002 and quickly built a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. We'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for years to come. Flexible finance options available at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645 as Anna runs in second and 12. Outside right tackle for about 5. Third down coming. Clock down to 2:20 and ticking away. 19-7 for Rockets. Flexible finance options at Steve and Ted's, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Minute 56 to go. Leading by 12. Third and 7. Running play, left guard. Nets about 4, leaving Anna shy of a first down. Fourth down coming. Anna's got 3 timeouts left, but they're not about to use one. St. Henry has exhausted all of its timeouts. Line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 37. The first down right here ends the game. St. Henry's got to get a stop and then pray for a miracle. Hey, don't forget Meyer's Tavern on your way home from the games tonight. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins. Known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. A little bit of everything. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Next week here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR hits 105.5 FM. It is Fort Loramie hosting Newark Catholic on Friday night. Should be a good game. Fort Loramie lost by a point at Newark last year, 41-40. Redskins seek revenge on Friday night. Airtime 6:25. Kickoff at 7. It's Fort Loramie versus Newark Catholic next Friday on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR-FM hits 105.5. Fourth down, Anna. Shappy in the pocket. He's going to run for it. Scrambles. Look at him go. He's fleet of foot. Down the right sideline. Churning. 20, 15. All the way to the goal line. Over. Woo! What a run. Alex Shappy dances 36 to put a capper on this one with a big exclamation mark.
But everybody went left and he went right. He had nobody in front of him.
And if Anna converts the extra point, Chuck, the final score this year is the same as it was last year when St. Henry beat Anna 26-7 at the Redskins field. And the twin is on to try the extra point. It's the other Shappy. Low line drive kick. Not real artistic, but you know what?
It's a point.
It's over the crossbar between the uprights. And Aaron Shappy boots it through. He's 2 of 4 tonight. One missed PAT, the result of a bad snap. 26-7, Anna. 56 ticks to go. Great run of 36 by Shappy. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Final 1 minute, actually less than a minute to go here in the fourth quarter, with Anna now on top by a 26-7 count. As I noted last year when these two teams hooked up at St. Henry, the Redskins won the game 26-7, and we may have a reversal of that this year. Anna, by the same count, 26-7. Kickoff down to the 31-yard line. Littmer goes to a knee to field. First and 10, St. Henry, at the Redskins' 30 officially. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Open 10 to 6, closed from 1 to 2, Monday to Friday. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, doing everything well to keep you well. Piqua all over Troy tonight. Sydney, a two-touchdown lead on Greenville in the fourth. And Fort Loramie is clobbering Spencerville. Last we heard, 35-0. 20 seconds to go, 19-18. St. Henry, after an 8-yard advance, running it up the middle. Big run to the 50. Over the midfield stripe to the 47 of Anna. Down to 11 seconds to go here in this game. That right there, Chuck, was one of the most productive plays by St. Henry on the ground since early second quarter.
Yeah, that Piqua score was 59-0. I sent back to Joe. I said, I guess maybe Bob Ferguson didn't play for Troy tonight.
Ooh, wow.
What a licking Piqua put on Troy.
Yeah, boy.
And Anna has thumped St. Henry. Final tally, 26-7. St. Henry comes to the line of scrimmage. The clock is wound up by the official. The final few ticks run off, and that will do it. The coaches meet at midfield. The players are in their congratulatory line at the 50. Anna defeats St. Henry by 19, 26-7, scoring 26 unanswered after spotting St. Henry an early 7-0 lead. In this rivalry between coaches Marino and Luthman, it's now 4-4 in the series. This game was not played to form. Usually, it's a pretty close encounter when Anna plays St. Henry. We're going to take a three-minute radio station break. A three-minute radio station break here at the end of the game. Anna victorious by a 26-7 score over St. Henry tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 FM.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio
Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM. Thanks to the radio station for joining us tonight. Hits 105.5 will be on board the rest of this football campaign. Congratulations, new local management at Hits 105.5 FM. It is now Hits 105.5, no longer TAM FM. New music format coming, streaming as well for the radio station. And congratulations for a job well done. Anna, a job well done tonight. Here's Chuck with some final numbers and our stars of this game.
Well, let's see. For the Rockets, they ran 37 running plays for 101 yards, not a very good average. 22 of 33, one touchdown, 167 yards passing, 268 for the game. For St. Henry, 25 rushes, 129 yards, 8 of 25 throwing the ball for 41 yards, 170 total. 9 first downs for St. Henry, 14 for the Rockets. They turned it over twice, counting the onside kick. And Anna did not turn the ball over at all.
There you go. That's a big difference in this game.
Absolutely.
In high school football, two fairly evenly matched teams. The club with the fewer mistakes wins. That's what we talked about in the pregame, and that's how it played out here tonight. Shappy, the quarterback for Anna, has got to be one of your stars, I would think.
Yeah, he is. Him and Richards on one side, and on the other side, I'm going to go with Harrison Wendell.
Yep, good choice. Those are our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8880.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is planning pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And thanks so much to our Fort Loramie connection with Knox Machinery. Thank you so much, management at Knox, Knox Machinery, fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks once again to our great anchors tonight, including Sydney Chiropractic on Hits 105.5 on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com, SECURCOM, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR Hits 105.5 FM. Next week, Newark Catholic at Fort Loramie should be a great game. Airtime 6:25, kickoff at 7 for our radio station audience and our online audience. And for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. And for Andy Bixler, a great halftime guest tonight as always, the superintendent of schools in Anna. Thanks to all of you for making this possible tonight. Jack Kramer saying so long from Booster Field in Anna, where the Rockets have defeated St. Henry 26-7.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.